Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, rolling into hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776. The number, be part of the conversation. Been a very busy day. Several headlines along the way. And, of course, not just the Knicks getting the two seed in the East and setting themselves up for a first-round matchup against the winner of the seven-seed game in the play-in. The play-in for the East is Wednesday. That matchup right now is the Sixers and the Heat. The winner of the Sixers-Heat game on Wednesday night will be who the Knicks face in the first round of the playoffs, which will begin, I'm hearing, Saturday at Madison Square Garden. So, the question is easy. Who you want? I mean, you can't fight it now. There were some people on Sunday that were thinking, you gotta tank this game and get the third seed. You don't want to play these two teams. Embiid's back with the Sixers, and they have been tough when he's out there. They might have the best record, I think, in the East when he plays. And then there's, of course, the Miami Heat. Nothing else needs to be said. Who the hell wants to face the Heat in a playoff series? Nobody wants to deal with that. Not with Eric Spoelstra and that defense and the physicality and all the stuff that goes with Jimmy Butler and everything else. You don't want that. So that's your choice, though. Those are your two teams. Who do you want and why? I'll tell you what I want, who I'd be rooting for in a moment. There's also the Giants and the discussion about Darren Waller's future, which is up in the air, to a point that even Brian Daboll had a very interesting reaction to questions about Waller and his future with the team. Could that have an impact on the Giants' plan in the draft, which is, of course, next week as we are moving closer and closer to that? So there's plenty more to get to here. There's the baseball stuff of it. And also, by the way, an Islanders-Rangers game on Saturday that was so epic. And tonight, both teams could do something epic for themselves going forward and maybe avoid playing each other in the first round of the playoffs. So lots to get to in the final hour before we pass it on to the K-Show. But it is hour number three. It is Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
Whoa!
No, no. That was whoa! That. Are you serious? No. No, that. I mean, this is the first time. I mean, that's how you do it.
Woo! It's the power hour.
Had some type of postseason. Bless you.
Woo!
For the record, everybody, if anybody is just joining us now, and you know, you saw on social media, there's a beef that was brewing between Ric Flair and myself. He came at me once again. I had to fire back. I did on Get Up today as well. Called him out. He came onto the show, and he made it clear.
First of all, I do not think of you as a stupid dumb. Let's clarify that.
All right. So we've clarified at least
dumb,
that.
Maybe. Stupid.
Maybe so. I can't argue. Bart, out of the Heat and the Sixers, who would you rather play if you're the Knicks?
I don't know if I want to deal with Jimmy Buckets. They've had my number, but I think if they do play the Heat and they win, I think that'll put a jetpack on their back. You know what I mean? You're going to feel like, oh, okay, this ain't the same old, this ain't us. You know what I'm saying? We different. Yeah, and I think that'll put a battery pack in all the fans as well. Like, yo, we beat, because I feel like it's a healthy fear. Like, it's like certain teams that are always your nemesis. Mm-hmm. Ever since Pat Riley went down there, man, it ain't been good for us. So I think it may be good to just exercise that demon.
So you'd rather face Miami?
Yeah, I want the smoke. Because if I can't beat Miami, then I don't deserve to win.
I think you're crazy.
I think you want
the
smoke.
The better of the two matchups for the Knicks is the Philadelphia 76ers, and I'll explain why. First, I'll tell you why you're not playing the Heat is not the best choice. For what you just said, Miami Heat, just it's Eric Spoelstra, it's a physical defense. They're going to get after you, they're going to hit you, they're going to punch you. Hang on. They're going to beat up Brunson, they're going to trap, all that stuff. Bam Adebayo is a guy that just somehow, someway, somebody runs into him and he hurts them. Like, it's maddening to play against a guy like that. They have Tyler Hero, and he can get hot, and he can put up big buckets. And then, of course, speaking of buckets, there's Jimmy. And you never know what you're getting from him. He could be completely out of the game for three quarters, could care less, completely laissez-faire, absolutely unaffected, apathetic. And then all of a sudden, some idiot in the fan could say something stupid about his coffee company, and all of a sudden, angry Jimmy shows up, and he puts 20 points down in the fourth quarter. Like, that's just what happens when you play them. Anything can happen. I want nothing to do with it. You know what I'd rather have? I'd rather have the Celtics. I'd rather have the Celtics play them.
Go run into Kyle Larry Kneebone.
Whatever.
Go fall underneath somebody. His little.
You don't want any of that. None of it. They'll get OG in an arm bar and snap his elbow. Like, you just, oh, I'm just boxing out. Oh,
is it Ray Rose or Romanowski?
Like, you know how that stuff goes. So, I'd rather Miami go into Boston and play them, and I want them to beat up Boston. I want them to spend a 5 or 6 game series where you just got, like, Porzingis suddenly has to deal with, you know, Bam and running and screens and all the stuff that, you know, he doesn't want to deal with. You got the guards running after their guard. Like, to me, give me that series. Give me Spoelstra against Joe Mazzulla with that poor guy's head spinning and people in the Boston media already calling for his job. Like, give me the drama of that series in the first round, please. Remember, they played each other in the conference final, and they beat them. So, and they were up 3-0 in that series, don't forget, too. So give me that series so that I know that the Celtics are getting a beating as well. So that they might have a little something taken out of them, because we know their second round is going to be a cakewalk. So I need that. That's one. Now, the reason why I picked the Sixers over the Heat in the matchup is because, number one, you already have the confidence of demonstrated performance. The Knicks this season, with Embiid healthy, went to Philly and blew them off the court, won by 30. So they can handle playing in Philadelphia. You have three Villanova guys who have done nothing but win in Philly. They're used to playing in that building and having success. That's not a house of horrors to them. That's home.
Okay.
They got friends there. So you have that. You have also 3 to 4 bigs I can throw at Embiid and pound them, beat on them, work that leg. Oh, does it hurt? Oh, does that hurt? I'd put so much pressure on Embiid physically in this series, throwing body after body at him. And let's see just how strong he is on that surgically repaired knee. Let me see just how stable that knee is. Because we all know that in the playoffs, he does break down. That has happened in the past. Now he's already broken down. Coming back from surgery, he's got to get himself into game shape, which he still isn't there. And we saw him land in the second to last game of the regular season. And he landed and he started limping and he got himself out of the game. Now he did come back. But that also shows me that there's going to be times where he's going to land and not going to feel great about it. That's what I want. I want that series. I want that series because I don't know if Embiid is really 100%. I don't know if he can handle the rigors of playing a 7-game series against a team like the Knicks that's going to come at you wave after wave after wave and make you earn it, and that they are confident in that building because the core of that team has had success there. So to me, that's the better matchup. That's the better of the two. It's both of them. It is the lesser of two evils. I'm acknowledging the fact that it's not going to be easy. But I'm saying that if I had to choose, that's the choice I make. And it's for more than I think the Knicks can win this series. I think they can win both those series. Either one. But I want to see Miami go into Philly and just cause havoc and beat them up and hit them. And just have the Celtics come out of that series a little banged up so that I know the cakewalk in that second round, at least they'll be licking their wounds while they're doing it. That's my explanation. That's what I'm thinking when I'm going into this 7-8 play-in game. I want the Sixers to win for the reasons I said. I think it's better for the Knicks when it comes to playing on the road and also playing against a limited Embiid. But I also think it also sets up Heat, Celtics, if they can win, of course, the 8th seed. And let me get some scars on the Celtics, who have had a relatively easy season and have been remarkably healthy. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yeah, I don't disagree with your logic at all. I'm just saying for them, like, to slay the beast. You know what I mean?
I get it, but the beast will be in my rear view. I won't have to see them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'd rather not even see them.
I mean, I get you with that. I just, I prefer, like, let's just get this slander. Let's take something away from Miami. Right? They always take stuff from me. Let's take something from them, send their ass home before they go get Donovan Mitchell next year.
Hmm.
And now it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. You never know with that, too. The offseason is going to be real interesting. All right, 800-919-3776. So what do you think? I told you what I think. What do you think? Anthony in Massapequa.
Hey, what's going on, Han? Bart?
What up?
So Bart, I called last time. I spoke to Han right before the trade deadline. You were having your procedure. I'm glad everything went well. I'm a Giants fan, but you're my favorite Jet of all time. I love you.
Appreciate it.
Having said that, let's talk about the Knicks.
Okay.
I think that I don't care who we play. I like your logic, Han. I agree with you. But I'm not afraid of anybody. I got my Nova boys. They play hard. 20-3 with OG.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we go all the way this year, but this is our best chance, and I'm not afraid of anybody. Let the cards fall how they may.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to say. I'll hear your thoughts, guys. Okay. I love you.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it. And Bar, that's true. I am glad that your procedure went well. How does your butt feel?
It's still a little tender.
Still unsure, right? Yeah.
No doubt.
Still, when you sit down, you go a little easy this time. Look, as I said, you should feel confident that you can beat either one of these teams. You should feel confident that if you get out of the first round, you should feel pretty good about the ability to get to the conference finals. You still got to get there, though. I remember in 2013, it was the same thing. The Celtics series, they felt good about. They got out of it. And then they were thinking too much about playing Miami, and the Pacers series got in their way, and they couldn't overcome them. So that is also something to think about. This team's been very good about where their feet are instead of looking ahead to what's next. So hopefully they can keep doing it that way. Jacques in Rockland. Jacques.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So with regards to the Knicks, the previous caller kind of stole my thunder. I have the same feeling in regards to like we're the number two seed. You know, so these two are playing teams. You know, they're there for a reason. Granted, Philly, you know, they lost Embiid and everything went downhill. But Miami, to all the points that you made, Han, which made so much sense. But Miami, it's not the same Miami that that people have feared in the past. And I think this is not the same Jimmy. He might have lost a step or two because I don't see that same intensity towards the latter games of the season to warrant that Jimmy could be that same dude and to fear him. So I don't think we should be worried about anyone in regards to those two teams. So I'm pretty much looking at the second round from this point forward.
What do you think, Bart?
I mean, listen, like I said, like at some point you can't worry about this dude no more. Like I said, like last year you didn't have the pieces that you had last year. You didn't have the depth that you had last year. You pushed Miami there. They don't have Strus anymore. They don't have Caleb Martin. They don't have a lot of guys. Like, I ain't worried about them at all, man. Let's go.
And Gabe Vincent was a guy too that gave them a lot of trouble. He was so good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
No, it is true. Like I also had this thing. I'm wondering, right? How come Jimmy Butler gets away with all this stuff?
With chilling during the regular season?
Like and there's also no pressure at all in Miami. We just expect him to show up and he's just going to be this juggernaut. But nobody ever says anything about like how, you know what, when is he going to win? Like this monster we've created.
Bro, I had him on the list. See, yeah. Because I think he's a star, not a superstar. Like he's like Paul George. Like, we expect Paul George to win, but we don't expect Paul George to win.
But yet,
he
took a team to the NBA Finals last year that had no right being there.
Right.
And this year, we're like, it's fine. Like, but we never say, hey, it's time for Jimmy Butler to win a championship.
You want to know why? You want to know why? You want to know why he doesn't get that pressure?
Why?
Because Pat Riley didn't deliver. Pat Riley did not deliver. Pat Riley did not go get Dame Dolla. If Dame Dolla was there, he would be under he would be under the pressure.
You know what? If Damian Lillard went to Miami instead of Milwaukee, would both franchises be in a completely different place right now? Doc Rivers,
I believe so,
because
Drew Holiday would still be there.
Yeah.
That's what's the missing link. Drew Holiday
and
the
Celtics wouldn't have Drew Holiday,
right? And so it would be a weaker division.
It would be really interesting where Miami would be right now. Alex is on the turnpike. Alex?
Barton Hahn, how you doing?
All right.
Thanks for taking the call. I'm going to piggyback off the last two callers, man. I want the rematch, man. I don't think Jimmy got it. I think it's time for us to put Miami where they need to be. That's outside looking in. Let Boston deal with Philly. Let Brown chase Maxie around all over the place.
Let him be her Porzingis.
Or even Porzingis. Let Porzingis bang with Embiid and deal with Hyde and all of them. We ain't worried about Philly. Like you said, we already took care of them. I want Miami. I need the rematch. We need to take them out. Period.
Love it, Alex. See, this is what Knicks fans want, the revenge. They want it. They want to get back. They want to take – I love it. They want to take him out. John, Wakanda? John.
Yo. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
You got that vibranium?
All right, cool. Hey, that's right. That's right. You know what's crazy? I'm a DJ. I'm a fellow broadcaster. I'm down the block, down the dial every Friday or Saturday night. I'm not going to say the name
because
that's disrespectful with your show. But I'm on every Friday night, 12. Every Friday and Saturday, 12 midnight. But anyway, playing hardcore hip-hop, too.
Well, you don't go up against us at midnight, then. What do you got?
We go ahead and set up, baby.
All right, cool. Well, well, on Friday nights, Gotham After Dark at 94.7 The Block, I play nothing but boom-bap hip-hop. And then Saturday nights with the superhero, I play boom-bap hip-hop and R&B.
So me and Alan got this idea about 107 The Gout. We trying to get something with all the, you know, something that people with gout listen to.
97 The Gout. We want to play
that's
going to
be the name of me and Alan's show. We're going to try and mix a little hip-hop and R&B in.
You didn't know about this?
No.
Yeah, the gout, because we want all old people music. Like, you know, like we thought we'd talk sports and play 90s hip-hop. Like, that's all we want to do.
All I ask is I can be the DJ. Let's do it.
I DJed
Doc Gooden's retirement after party, Jersey retirement after party last night.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, would you play a lot of Frankie Beverly Mays when they were in there stepping?
No. You know what? Like I told him, I said, yo, my wheelhouse is 1985 to 2012 because that's what we play on the station. Mm-hmm. And he was cool with it, man. So I played everything from Jay-Z to Stevie Wonder to, you know, Biggie, Dr. Dre.
What's the one that got him up? What's the one that got him? This is how we do it.
Yeah. That and the Jay-Z and the Pharrell joint. Give it to me.
All right. Well, you got to work it out with your station then, because you could play music on that station, and when Bart and I come on as like guests, and we just talk sports and play some music, that'd be lit. I would do that.
No, they wouldn't care. Trust me, it would be cool. But you know, I'll make sure that the contract is right. Let's do it. But anyway,
we got the gout.
The gout.
I love that. Listen, I it's funny because I live in New York, but I'm a Miami Heat fan, but. And that's, maybe it's for selfish reasons, but I would love to see the Knicks play in Miami. Just because, number one, I could go to the games locally. But number two, I agree with Bart, man. Yo, you can't run from it. It's like Thanos. You can't run from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to face your fears, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think if they were to actually beat Miami, I could see them going to the finals. That's how far I'm going
to
take it.
To the NBA finals. See, again, you got to take something out of the Celtics. That's what I'm looking at here.
Let Joel Embiid do that.
That's the argument with the Joel Embiid side of it. But I just don't want to see like him all of a sudden he's like, you know, game three, he's out, and then the Celtics just roll in that series because the knee wasn't right. That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. But, you know, John brings up a good point. Like he does. He does bring up a good point. That is fair to say. Let me ask you, though, since you're a Heat fan, how come Jimmy Butler doesn't get any pressure? No pressure at all. Nothing. Like, as if he could just exist all year.
Listen, for the last couple of years, Pat Riley is supposed to bring in another great free agent, and he hasn't done that. So he's basically been running it back. So, of course, he's not going to get any new pressure because, to be honest, I mean, when most people look at the Heat, you know, yeah, we're kind of deep, but we don't have that super, super top 10 star on our team. You know what I mean? And so I think that's the main reason he doesn't get pressure because, you know, come on, man. We came in from the play-in to the finals, you know, and then in the bubble, it was pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, but after a while.
Yeah, I think The pressure will come when he's going to bring in somebody eventually.
It's going to be Paul George.
I thought Bam Adebayo is an all-star. I must have mistaken.
But he is.
He's
second. There's no pressure.
You know what
he had
mean?
Two all-stars on the team.
But Bam is second tier.
And the expectations are completely low. Like, nobody gets it. Like,
first,
oh, no.
Jimmy's
like,
not an all-star.
I've had enough of team try hard. That's what they are, team try hard. Oh, they'll outwork you. They'll out this. They'll out that. All right, that's great. But when are they going to win?
When they get a guy like Dame or maybe Paul George. But yeah, that's going to be a team of three second tier all stars, right? Like Bam Adebayo to me is no different, or should be treated no differently than Julius Randle. He's
pretty
no more special
level
of a player. That's what I'm saying. They're the same level. So
same
like
level. Yeah.
Jimmy's doing it with like a bunch of tryhards and a lot.
Oh, isn't
but
that
last
what Jalen
year,
Brunson's
la-
doing?
Last year, look at Caleb Williams.
Isn't that what Jalen Brunson's doing?
But look at Caleb Martin and all those guys.
So that's the whole play, John. Thank
you.
Go ahead.
Hey, listen, Bart, real quick. The difference between him and Randle, though, Bam is our defensive anchor. That's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, Julius ain't guarding nobody.
Well, he's not guarding anybody now because he's not in the lineup. Thank you, John. But if Jimmy could do with the Bulls with the Heat last year that he did, can Jalen Brunson do the same thing with essentially the same type of team?
Yeah, man.
Right? Like, could he, with the same type of team, could Jalen Brunson do what Jimmy Butler did with the Heat last year? You got to get the fortune of some. Again, the Celtics getting knocked out was the one you didn't see coming. Like, that was the surprise.
Well, you didn't see the Bucks getting
knocked out. Well, it was the first round Bucks. That was the killer.
And they had to go through some dogs.
Yeah. But that's what you got to do. So we shall see. All right. We'll continue your calls on this. Curious to see. A lot of fans want the Heat. They want Miami.
See?
That's wild.
It's my type of listeners,
baby.
Be
careful what you wish for. All right. More of your calls coming up. Also, what Brian Daboll didn't say about Darren Waller that should be a concern going forward for the Giants, but also could be a change in philosophy in the draft. We'll get into that momentarily. But, Bart, it's time for you to tell me about BetMGM.
Hey, baseball fans. Go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, they're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets. Fast and convenient ways to place same game parlay, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch of the game to the winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement, whether you want to combine multiple bets for a chance at a bigger payout, or if you want to place a live bet as the game unfolds. BetMGM has all the home run betting options you need. Download the BetMGM app and head to the ballpark and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be physically present in New York only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
This is how we do it. And all the people said it's exciting. And people thought the music that he made was good. Here's the DJ, say how we do.
It's Friday night.
And I feel all right. From the parties here on the west side. First of all, why is this dude 6'8 he ain't got no J? Come on, son. He could at least play, like, he could have went to, like, semi-pro.
I know.
So, just saw him on an M1 mixed tour or something. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. All the people say 6'8", he stood. Come on, man.
Well, maybe he had a bad knee like your boy.
Shoot to J.
You know what I mean?
He could at least went to junior college, son.
I mean, oh, you mean he didn't even play in college?
He ain't played nothing.
Oh, that's a problem.
Don't you always hate when you see a tall guy, you be like, yeah, man, what you do? I'm a coder. Like, man, give me that height. Give me 4 inches, man. You don't need all that.
You know, everybody short
wasting
says that.
Huh?
Everybody short says that. They act like height is like, that's it. That's it. That unlocks everything. Coordination. You got to coordinate. Hey, coordination, man, is not an easy thing. That's the one nation I don't belong to.
We can work on coordination. Coordination. We can't work on growing.
No, but no, you can try. I worked on coordination as hard as I could throughout my life just to get to the point that I got to. But that's not easy, man.
Oddly enough, Michael Jordan's brother probably was a better basketball player than him. He was just short as hell. He's like,
he was just 5'11".
Yeah, like, how the hell I end up with dad height?
Bust his ass.
I got the real hops. I'm the one. I still got more hops in. I'm still dunking better than him. You ever seen Michael Jordan's brother dunking?
No.
Man, oh, look that up. Man, it's a whole thing. Man, he was jamming on that. Man, he was doing everything MJ was doing, son, at 5'11".
Did not know that.
Hops.
Did not know that.
Hops, son. Like, hops like Nate Burleson, son. That's Nate, what his brother had.
I didn't
had.
Know Nate Burleson had hops.
I mean, not Nate, bro. Nate
Robinson?
Nate Robinson.
Oh, that's different kind of hops. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Nate Burleson. I was like, I didn't know he had hops. Okay.
Yeah, he got a little bit. He got some bunnies.
800-919-3776. You know who I worked with today on Get Up besides Legler?
Who
I love working with. Legler's like the best. Andrea Carter and Sinead Ogumike.
Yeah, man.
Let me tell you something. They are hilarious together. But it turned into like we were four wide in the set and we had a blast, like just talking hoops. Like it was for the first time in a long time. Basketball dominated you football people.
That's because it's dominant. That's because it's
like
WNBA.
All you football guys had WNBA. To stand down and let us take over now.
Yeah, listen, y'all can have your day, man. You know
it
what I'm saying?
Fun.
Because you know tomorrow it's going to be A-Ron and how he walked in, how he glid into the thing.
Take
you know, it's going to be.
Take my breath away. Yeah.
But you know, it's the WNBA draft tonight, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I mean, arguably the greatest college basketball player of all time, not named Lisa Leslie.
Angel
Cheryl
Reese
Swoops.
Was at the Knick game the other night.
Yep. Because she's out here training, right? Trying to get right, trying to expand her
draft.
Game.
She's here for the draft.
Yeah, but she had been here for a while working with somebody that Wimby works with and to Summit, right? When I see New York in Lifetime, I know that they on 42nd Street.
Oh, is that Chris Brickley? Who is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So she's getting some work in. That's nice. So again, the draft is tonight. That'll be interesting. And then of course the play-ins begin tomorrow as well. But also football, we have like players showing up. Is there a mini camp? Is that what it is right now?
No, this is off-season conditioning.
This is just conditioning?
No, this is off-season report date. You know what I mean? It's no OTAs or anything like that.
It's just showing up.
This first day you get to see who fat and who didn't work out.
Well, Aaron Rodgers showed up at the Jets facility, which, you know, slow motion video of him walking in. It was better than Tebow in the rain. It was special. There's that. But there is also on the Giants side of things something that is a discussion with the Giants. Is last week Darren Waller made it clear that he has not yet decided if he's going to play or not next season, knows that he's got to make a decision soon, and left it to as far as right before the summer break, which means after mini camps, OTAs, and everything else,
he gone.
That he has to make a decision by then, but he's not sure that he's ready to commit fully, and he doesn't think it's fair if he's not ready to commit fully, he shouldn't do that to a franchise. So Brian Daboll was asked about Waller's status, and the answer was quite benign.
He's treating the end of OTAs as kind of his deadline. So do you expect him here at all for phase one, phase two? What have your conversations been like?
Understand the question completely, Rye. Have nothing to add on that from what Joe talked about a couple of weeks ago in the ownership meeting. And, you know, again, I just go back to our attendance was very happy and pleased with our attendance. But so in terms of Darren's specific situation, I'm going to keep that in-house and nothing to add at this time.
Keep that in-house. Your reaction?
That's dangerous, man, because potentially they're eyeing a replacement that you can probably be more dependable. I know he's coming off an injury himself, but a generational talent. It's only one tight end in this draft that people think are like Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
yeah, that
him.
Level.
Yeah, that level, instantaneously. We saw what LaPorta did coming in as a rookie last year, almost having like 900 yards receiving. But that doesn't give me the same feeling of what a Neighbors would do with giving me that, unless you want to move back. Because, you know, not only if Darren Waller retires, does that, you know, create a void, but it also creates influx of cash. Because if he retires, he doesn't get that cash. So then that gives you an opportunity. So if I know that he's going to retire, then I can say, well, listen, I would probably get Malik Neighbors, but now we have all this cash. We have more cash to spend. So maybe I can get greedy and get the generational tight end and then just go ahead and use my second round draft pick to go get a Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins, right?
Well, T. Higgins actually knows that he believes he's not going anywhere. Here's him the other day.
I do anticipate it since he's growing up. You know, I love for Cincy that I didn't think I would, but, you know, man, looking forward to it.
So he's expecting
Cincy
to
super,
stay.
Yeah, Cincy's super stingy, man. They don't bend. They didn't do it for Chad Ocho. They didn't do it for Usman Zada. Didn't let them out of their contracts when they signed deals, and they thought they had outperformed them. But the good thing about Cincinnati, if you don't perform, they won't cut you either. They like weird old school like that, right? Okay. They like a deal's a deal type of person. Right.
Let's get back to the Giants though on this because
Brandon, give me Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins. You can make a trade for him though,
something like that, right? But the whole point is that if Waller is going to decide to retire, if the Giants know this in advance and they head into next week's draft, they are at six. It's probably too high to do this. But with everything that everybody has said about Brock Bowers, that he is a generational talent at tight end. Coincidentally, Bowers is in New York. He's visiting the Jets today. He's at Florham Park today because he's been connected to the Jets at number 10 by everybody in the mocks.
Yep.
But the Jets don't have a need at tight end. The Giants could. Would that change their thinking?
I mean, in my opinion, if you can move back, if you're the Giants and you can move back, say to if you move back, 10 is tough because he won't be there at 10 potentially, unless you talk to the Jets and the Jets say, man, we're not taking him, whatever. Right. If let's just say you move back to 11 and the Jets decide to go with a Doomsday or something like that. And then they say, well, listen, we normally would love a Doomsday or Malik Neighbors, but Minnesota moves up to six. They get J.J. McCarthy or whatever they want or whatever. They get in front of Denver and make sure Denver can't jump them or whatever. Then you can say, okay, well, we move back and we got a number two. So now you can maybe potentially give the 49ers two number twos for Brandon Ayuk. So you got the tight end and the receiver. You just got it in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk is already a 1,000-yard receiver. He's only 24 years old. Who cares?
That's good too.
You got your young receiver. Mm-hmm. That's going on to his second contract. So he's gonna be good till he's 30.
So this only works if you're trading back. You're not taking him at six, right? You're gonna get value at six.
No. That's too rich for him at six.
Uh-huh.
I need Malik Neighbors because you talk about a tight end. He giving you maybe 800, 900 yards. A receiver rookie year might give you well over 1,000. Give you that number one. Because, you know, but you're getting a number two so you can have the ammunition to trade on draft day for Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins. If you can give that, and then with those two twos, they may move up back up into the first round if they want. You know what I mean? Cincinnati, they can move up. So two twos is probably equivalent to a one, because when you franchise a player, I'm sure T. Higgins has the high franchise tag, which means that the compensation is the number one. But maybe they take the franchise tag off of him and take the two number twos and say, hey, man, you got two high number twos. Then that's cool. We'll move. We'll go ahead. Or if they trade Minnesota, they can get 11 and 23 and trade the 23 to Cincinnati for T. Higgins. If because the price is to move from 11th to 6th, the price might be two first-round draft picks. And Minnesota has that. So then now they can say, well, you know, we can go ahead and get Bowers. Mm-hmm. Or if he's not there, somebody falls, we get them, and then we can go get the guy, you know, Liggett, or we can go get Brian Thomas.
They really need to figure out skill position. And what you're outlining as a potential, and again, it's the only potential because you don't know all the conversations been going on, but what you're outlining is instead of getting one skill player at 6, you could potentially get two by trading back.
Yeah.
And you get a young one who is, again, if you ask any of the draft experts, I'm talking about all of our people, whether it's Mel Kiper, whether it's Field Yates, you know, Matt Miller, you know, anybody that is even outside of ESPN, when they talk about Bowers, they all say the same thing. No, this guy's generational. Like, he is that good of a player, and he's an immediate plug and play. And you brought up LaPorta and his impact that he had. I mean, you think about what the Lions did in trading away Hockenson, right?
Yeah.
And then they replaced him with a guy in the draft who was, you know, just as good, if not better.
He's better for the Lions because he actually blocks in the run game. And that's what T.J. Hockenson didn't do.
Wasn't going to block.
Even though he's from Iowa, he's not that traditional Iowa blocking tight end.
Right. So the Giants, you know, if we're playing it this way, this is how you got to look at it. But the Waller decision kind of hangs over the franchise. And in a way, Bart, I'm almost like,
hey, make a decision.
Yeah, wait. If you're thinking about retirement, if you aren't sure you are going
to
commit, then I think you probably know. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, let's go.
Like,
look, bro, like, listen, this game is too serious. And it's the thing, like, if he's contemplating retirement, how much is he really training? That's the difference.
That's what he
right?
said. I don't even know if I'm committed to get ready, all the things that it takes.
Yeah, I'm saying at this point, like, guys are coming in and – you're talking about OTAs or late summer, man. Bro, we in such good shape that you're going to come back and you're a guy that's traditionally injured.
Right.
And you mean to tell me you're gonna slough off on our process of building up and you think we're going to expect that you're going to stay healthy?
I'm good.
Matter of fact, no matter what, we're getting rid of you next year anyway.
Yes.
Because once you start thinking about it, we're not signing you for 2 years, putting up with this crap for 2 years.
Nope. No. No, so you're not all in.
Might as well leave early. We don't expect to win this year anyway, so go ahead and leave, bro.
And that's fine. There's no hard feelings. Look, if your heart's not in it, your heart's not in it. That's fine. Like, that's it. But you kind of need to know now before the draft, because if they see Bowers as like everybody else is, like, and that might fill a need better than and then, like you said, I can get more assets out of one pick than I can if I just make the pick.
Yeah, because I can move back and get two first-round draft. I can get another first-round draft pick.
You don't know
Minnesota.
That for sure, but you hope you can, right? Like, that's what you got to investigate.
Yeah, you're talking to Minnesota. Hey, you want to move up to 6?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You want to move up to 6?
Yeah.
Especially, like, because just think.
Because it would be the Chargers that they would move up with, right? Which would be 5, so they don't need to move up to 5 if they can go to 6. It doesn't matter.
But that means 4. So 4, not getting a quarterback.
No.
5, we don't expect to get a quarterback. They move out, so that means there's only going to be 3 quarterbacks off the board,
right?
Potentially.
Right.
Exactly. We don't know what New England's going to do. But
the first 3 picks.
If people love J.J. McCarthy like that, then 6 may be the spot where you get to get him at.
Yeah, I completely agree. And so there's opportunity there. It'll be interesting to see how the Giants play this. It's something we had to talk about. All right, we'll finish up with some calls and some final thoughts. By the way, we got hockey tonight. And we got, for the two local teams, well, actually all 3 are playing. 2 are playing each other, Islanders, Devils. But for the Islanders and the Rangers, 2 points on the line for both of them that could clinch something they've been working for. So big stuff on the line. And here's the thing. If they both win tonight and clinch, they don't play each other in the first round, which as much as we'd love to have a series between these two, I don't think they want to play each other in the first round. So that's coming up. Your calls and more.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. K-Show coming up top of the hour. You don't want to miss that, of course.
We need to know where Pete, even though we squashed the beef, I still need to know where Don Juan is. I need to know where Peter Pablo is.
Whose side they're going to take.
I need to know where Michael K is.
This gets
we already know Anthony is like, he got the scarlet Anthony's letter right
out.
Now.
Ty Butler out. Right, they jumped off the. I see. Yeah, again,
Greeny out.
Greeny's out. Right. So, how about the morning guys? DiPietro and Rothenberg. Whose side are they taking?
Yeah, we need to know.
Are they tagging in? Are they tagging in with us, or are they going with Ric Flair?
We need to know.
We need to know. How about this from Devontae Adams? He said today, "If I wanted to be gone, I'd be gone by now. This is where I want to be."
Okay.
So, well, any hope of him becoming a Jet?
We didn't care. Over. We got Mike Williams. We could care less.
That's right. Well, I mean, clearly that they knew that. Otherwise, they would have tried to make a deal.
Yeah, he enjoys being out in Las Vegas. Great place to live. I'm sure no taxes, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We'll rock with Mike.
You'll like this news. Florida State quarterback Jordan Travis, remember, who had that dislocated, fractured left ankle.
Yep.
He is back on the field and working out, and he's visiting with today?
The Jets.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You excited about that?
Listen, I've been saying this forever, man, and that nobody was even talking about him. I said, listen, go get him. He was a guy that had a great program, undefeated. And damn near, if he wouldn't have got hurt, they would have been number two in the country probably.
Yeah, a lot of feeling
because they didn't lose a game.
Remember, that was what everybody talked about, was that they didn't get one of the four
and finished undefeated.
Seeds was mainly because they knew they'd be a compromised team without their starting quarterback. And you know, again, when you're the BCS, you want to make sure you have good competition, good games, and you can't have that if the starting quarterback's not there. He was so important to them. So, a 24-year-old has a chance, and maybe the Jets. It's a perfect place to bring him in with the Jets.
It'd be great
right?
for him to sit for a whole year.
Yeah.
And maybe next year be Aaron Rodgers' backup, and then year three, take over.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely something to consider.
And you get to get him probably in the third or fourth round.
And then tonight, by the way, there is a huge pair of games on the hockey schedule where the Islanders are playing in New Jersey against the Devils with the opportunity with 2 points on the line to clinch third place for them. And that would be a playoff berth. They get a win tonight. They take care of business. Now, even if they get like an overtime loss point and a Detroit or Washington loss, they clinch as well. So they got that part going for them. And then the Rangers tonight. Dino, correct me if I'm wrong. They beat Ottawa tonight at the Garden. President's Trophy will be raised at the Garden. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so that's a big deal for the Rangers. And then that also would mean that the Islanders and Rangers wouldn't have to face each other in the first round. Now, we'd all love to see them play each other in a playoff series. Like, you see, these two games that they just played recently, fantastic games. But first round, you kind of, like, hope it would be a little bit later on to add to the intrigue. But obviously, you got to get there, and the Rangers might get there. But the Islanders, with their struggles, especially just scoring goals.
Why can't they
get hot? You never know if they will. Listen, with goaltending, anything is possible. So we got some hockey tonight for you before we get to all the NBA stuff later this week. Bart, I will see you tomorrow.
Peace. Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.